Thousands escaping from Lebanon. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The crisis in the Middle East means thousands of people are leaving Lebanon to go to safer countries. Citizens of Western and Arab countries are trying to fly or sail to nearby Cyprus. However, Lebanon's only international airport has been bombed by Israel, which makes it almost impossible for anyone to leave. Israeli warships are also making it difficult for ships to come in and out of Lebanon's ports. Many of those trying to escape have been unlucky. They have had to make the overland trip by bus to neighboring Syria. Britain has sent two warships to rescue its citizens if necessary. US helicopters have already moved 21 diplomatic staff from the embassy in a Beirut suburb. The attacks by Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah guerrillas are becoming more dangerous every day. The situation is so serious that it has taken over the agenda of G8 leaders meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia. US President George W. Bush and the UK Prime Minister Tony Blair both blamed Iran and Syria for the violence. Mr. Bush said Israel had every right to defend itself from Hezbollah missile attacks. France, Italy, and Russia have called for a ceasefire. The European Union has said Israel's use of force is too heavy, especially as 114 Lebanese civilians have been killed so far. 8 Israelis died on Sunday when Hezbollah rockets hit the northern city of Haifa.